This podcast on 97.3 The Fan is presented by Hummel Casino. Fun above all else.
The Manager's Report with Mike Schilt, refreshed by EcoWater SoCal. Try alkaline water for just $9.95 a month. EcoWater SoCal, keeping it soft since 1925. And joining us right now from Cincinnati, Ohio, where the Padres open a three-game series against the Reds later today, is the manager, Mike Schilt. Mike, good morning.
Good morning.
All right, so earlier this week, you made the media go through an entire guessing game about where Yu Darvish was going to have his rehab start.
Yes.
Turned out to be Lake Elsinore. We had a lot of fun with that. We enjoyed playing that game. So I'm going to turn it around on you. Do you think you can guess who's going to be waiting for you in Philadelphia when you guys arrive on Sunday night after your series against the Reds?
Any ideas?
Any ideas?
Oh.
Did we lose him?
We got him now.
You got him back.
So
okay. Did you hear my guess?
Sorry about that.
Oh, that's all right.
Right. Now. All right. Here's your guessing game. Who do you think is going to be waiting for you in Philly when you guys arrive on Sunday night after your series in Cincinnati?
Guess who?
Bud Selig.
Oh, not
no,
bad, but
not
incorrect.
Bad. No. Three of your favorite radio hosts and personalities.
All right.
Yeah, buddy.
Yeah.
On our way to Philly, we leave Sunday morning early, coming out for Monday and Tuesday's game, coming out to see the fellas in the second half, so we're excited.
That's awesome.
Yeah, we're a little vacation for us, but we wanted to include some Padres baseball in that, so when you see us, don't be surprised.
Look forward to it.
All right, we do too. I wanted to see, Skip, if you could walk us through something real quick, your favorite.
Sure.
So I was looking at Twitter the other day, and a lot's happened since we last talked to you.
It's true.
Series with the Dodgers, all that fireworks, it gave us no shortage of things to talk about. But the thing that really jumped out at me was a little clip from A.J. Pierzynski that was talking, I guess you and him had caught up, and you talked about having to serve your one-game suspension. And I did not know this. They actually, they lock you in your office, or they have a proxy there to watch you to make sure that you're not managing the game from your office. Is that standard operating procedure? Is that something new?
That's pretty standard. And you know, just to be clear, I mean, I wasn't shackled in my office. I watched a game with Josh Stein and Alan Craig and Adam Esker. And so, yeah, no, there's already a multiple Major League Baseball representatives that are in charge of game operations that are policing the clubhouses for any and all kind of things.
Sure.
And so, yeah, one of their additional responsibilities to make sure I didn't, you know, leave my office and try to involve myself in the game.
Now, I know you don't want to incriminate anybody throughout your career, but do you have any stories of maybe, I don't know, a former mentor of yours maybe doing that at a time, maybe yelling up the club, up the tunnel at something, or relaying messages somehow?
I mean, yeah, that's all going on. I've done it. We've all done it. But, you know, that's, you know, kind of a, I don't know about fun, but those situations you get yourself in are, can be a little compromising and not as fun, but yeah, that's the intrigue of the game. That's kind of behind the scenes. That's the, you know, the nuances of the game that are kind of cool and quirky, but you know, based on where the game's at now and how they've had to police the game with all the things that have unfortunately gotten to the game that are a little bit more white collar in the form of espionage. Yeah, that's all pretty much gone away.
Talking to the skipper, Mike Schilt, I know you trust your guys. I know you trust every single person that works with you and next to you. That being said, how difficult is it to sit and watch your team play and have no control over the next move or anything else? Is a scale of 1 to 10, how difficult is it for you?
1 to 10. It's probably different numbers for different reasons,
yeah.
So it's hard to get an average number, I'd say. You know, listen, you always want to be there with your guys, man. So, you know, if 10's like the hardest thing to do, then it was, you know, to 10 not being there with your dudes. You know, so that's probably that one. But beyond that, you know, you always say this, and I do believe it, you know, we give a lot of freedom to our players and we partner with them and we prepare them and work with them. But ultimately, it's a player's game and they're the ones out there playing. And I always think and believe this sincerely in my experiences that, you know, championship players think and do for themselves because,
you know, they're the ones out there competing in real time. And so, you know, that's important to, so my point being is, you know, you let them go play. The staff is, our staff is excellent across the board. And, you know, I let them do their job for the most part in a lot of areas. I'm, you know, clearly responsible for mine. But yeah, I just trust them to go out and go play and know what to do in the right situation.
We were talking to Jesse Agler earlier this week, and I hope you like Jesse. He's such a sharp guy and does such
Jesse's
a good.
Great.
Jesse's really great. And he was talking about how in baseball, you know, kind of his theory, he said, I don't know that I bring this up to Mike Schilt, but you can look at the schedule in January and go, a month like June with 26 games, 27 days, all that travel, you don't even know what the injury situation is going to be. That's going to be one of the toughest spots for the team. And we talked about it at the beginning of this stretch, and you were kind of on the, hey, one game at a time, we're just got. But after Wednesday's game, when you guys came back, won a second straight series, got through that stretch at 13-13, I heard some of your comments, and I thought that was impressive how strongly the team was able to finish. What were your thoughts there?
Yeah, I echo that. I, you know, very, very pleased, impressed, not overly surprised, but don't take anything for granted. I mean, you know, listen, the thing that we talk about internally a lot is that I believe in wholeheartedly is, you know, winners find solutions. You know, if you got something going on, you need to get off your chest. That's healthy. You know, you have something that you need to say. That's good. But by and large, you know, there's no money in complaining. And it is what it is. The schedule is a schedule. You know, you're short in an area. You got a guy hurt. You know, other teams have similar issues. But, you know, that being said, this group did that. You know, they found solutions. They paddled their tails off, won a lot of close games, were in a lot of close games. You know, had a lot of different things took place on a field, some a little bit off the field, you know, that can be distraction based. And we just kept our heads down and just keep playing baseball, man. And so we did take that, you know, stay present, get it done today, you know, next man up, figure out a way. But I got to tell you, it's not an easy stretch, man, not an easy stretch of the schedule, but guys really competed very, very well and stayed together and probably got closer even, which is already, you know, a pretty close group.
Yeah, Jay Cronenworth had some really nice things to say about the clubhouse yesterday. He was on, did a podcast. Maybe it was Pierzynski's again. Had a lot of nice things to say about you and how the group is really, really tight. And obviously you see it on the field and you see it with the results too, Skip. But I wanted to ask you, we had talked yesterday on our show about what an important kind of maybe 48, 72 hours it is for the San Diego Padres. You, Darvish, goes down, throws a sim game in Elsinore. Any update on how he's feeling and maybe when you could pencil him back in the
not anything concrete about the penciling in, but we are getting closer to putting together, you know, a plan that is getting him back. You know, he had a good outing, came and traveled with us after that outing, 3 innings, 51 pitches, felt better even in third than he felt in the first and second, so very favorable. We'll evaluate after yesterday's day off, see where he's at from a catch play standpoint, figure out what the next, you know, bullpen looks like and then what it looks like beyond that, you know, whether he goes to Arizona for a simulated game or just what that looks like. So, but he is getting closer. You know, the 51 pitches is a big one. You know, he hadn't been to that number in a while. And, you know, he recovers well, moves forward, and now we're bumping into getting him to a place where, you know, he can come back and pitch for us here in the big leagues for, you know, 80 bullets or so.
Talking to Padres manager Mike Schilt on the Manager's Report, refreshed by Eco Water SoCal. A lot of fans curious about who's going to take Ryan Burgert's next turn in the rotation. I mean, we're curious because we're going to be there. And I don't think this is a breaking news situation. I would ask you, is what happens this weekend going to kind of partially determine how you guys are going to proceed going forward in filling that spot in your rotation in the short term?
I mean, it could potentially have a bearing on it. You know, we've got some options that we're still finalizing, debating. So, you know, it's a pretty fluid situation, quite candidly.
I'm so secretive, and I get it. I totally understand why. And
I just gave you the absolute straight shot.
Yeah,
what it is.
Yeah, no,
that was no secret. That was the actual.
It's fluid. I know. You know it's fluid.
Okay, yeah. Tell us what you know. That's it. Talking to the skipper, Mike Schilt. How is it was interesting. You did a press conference, or one of your scrums before a game, and you were talking about just how unlucky you thought Xander Bogaerts had been getting this season. And then he goes on this massive tear. He couldn't get out. It was 8 hits in a row or something. He was incredible. And then you saw I saw the slide the other night, and I went, oh, no, he's laying there on the ground. How's he feeling? Is he back in action this weekend?
We're really optimistic. I mean, yeah, it's a couple of days. Yeah, he's been, he's finally getting results. And good for him, good for us, for a lot of reasons.
Yeah.
Good to see, like I said, the work, the approach, all the things that, we measure in this game now that are underlying that tells you if a player's looking to be in a good place to have success. It's good to see the actual success take place coupled with those numbers. Relative to his health, the 48 hours was well used. Texted with him yesterday, optimistic about the day. We'll see when he arrives to finalize it, but he looks like nothing overly serious, that a sore, compromised shoulder he hurt last year. But it looks like, some rest has done him good, and we'll see if he's available for tonight.
So I'm going to have to give you some credit here because you do a good job in terms of having to talk to the media every single day. And I can imagine that one thing in particular can get frustrating because for, a couple months, we're all asking the same question. Why don't you change the lineup? Why don't you change the lineup? And then you change the lineup a couple of times, and everyone goes, "Why are you changing the lineup so much,
Mike?" It's insane. It's insane behavior.
We can get you both. We can get you both ways. But do please, enlighten us a little bit about your thought process in the last, few games where we saw a couple of different, orders at the top of your lineup.
Yeah, I mean, so I understand. One thing beautiful about the game is it's lineups and a couple other things are, fair game for people to talk about and think about and discuss. And that's one of the beautiful, wonderful things about our game. And I appreciate the fact that people care enough to discuss them and have opinions. And so, just looked at it before Jackson, went through the concussion protocol deal. I'd had my head around, flipping Louie and him, looking at the top, now we're getting to the halfway point of the season, figuring out how we can optimize things. And, the good news about the first four is they literally are interchangeable. We don't want to create any real lanes for anybody. We have a little bit of that in the lineup. So looked at it and then start talking to the guys. And I do get some opinions from the players and what their thoughts are. And, they matter. And people will say, they should hit where you tell them to hit. Well, that's not really how it works. I mean, and the good news is our group will be like, hey, wherever you want me. And the high percentage of them, and they are. But we also have baseball conversations. Hey, what does this look like? How does this feel to you? Like in this spot? So we talk through all those things, and we look at the balance of it. And like I said, ultimately, we got four guys that you could effectively hit in any one of those spots and feel pretty good about it, and we do.
Yeah, that's interesting because you say that you want to listen to what your players say, and it's not – I think it certainly makes sense that you want a guy to feel as comfortable as possible. You want him to be honest with you and tell you that. You don't want him to lie to you and go, yeah, I can hit just as well in any spot when he truly feels comfortable in maybe one or two different places in the order.
That's exactly right. Yeah, I think that – I don't think – I know that communication is really important. I feel like just in general, people recognize that not everybody in a team setting, regardless of whether it's on a Major League Baseball team or on a corporate team or, you guys have a team clearly, and not everybody's going to get what they want, including myself. So, but the healthy thing is there's discussion about it. People get to feel heard, their opinions valued, come up with what we think is, the best for the Padres, and then we go execute.
Well, Mike, good luck in Cincinnati. I'd say see you when you get home, but we'll see you before that in Philadelphia on Monday. Looking forward to it.
Can't wait.
Yeah. You guys be safe, man. I look forward to seeing you.
We will. Thanks, Skip.
Mike Chilt, Manager's Report, refreshed by EcoWater SoCal. Try alkaline water for just $9.95 a month. EcoWater SoCal, keeping it soft since 1925.